America Weekend.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a cow, E-I-E-I-O. With a moo moo here and a moo moo there, here a moo there.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. You know what that was all about. It was shorthand for the animals on the farm to talk to each other without Old Man MacDonald finding out what was really going on. It was the original internet shorthand. Well, there's a lot more internet shorthand nowadays that every parent should know, and we'll talk about it in a moment. But first, it's time for ABWTD, America's Business, with Ted David. This time, Ted is talking about the decision on net neutrality.
Ed, we told you here that the vote was coming, and it has. The FCC voted 3-2 to create enforceable so-called bright line rules protecting the open internet using their Title II authority to reclassify broadband internet as a telecommunications service. The commission's order creates three bright line rules. One, broadband providers may not block access to legal content, application services, or non-harmful devices. Two, they may not impair or degrade lawful internet traffic on the basis of content, application, services, or any classes thereof. And three, they may not favor some internet traffic over other internet traffic in exchange for consideration of any kind. No paid prioritization or fast lanes. In other words, Netflix can't grease somebody's palm and get faster downloads. Chairman Tom Wheeler was among those voting in favor of the measure. He says the internet is simply too important to allow broadband providers to be the ones making the rules. The proposal has been described as a secret plan to regulate the internet, Wheeler says. Nonsense. There is no more a plan to regulate the internet than the First Amendment is a plan to regulate speech. They both stand for the same concept, openness, expression, and an absence of gatekeepers telling people what they can do, where they can go, and what they can think. Now, the change doesn't go into effect immediately. The new rule first has to be published in the Federal Register. After publication in the Register, it's likely to be at least another 30 days before the ruling goes into effect. And, of course, we have not heard the last of this conflict. The big internet service providers already lining up to sue, so stay tuned. That's America's Business. I'm Ted David. Ed, back to you.
Thanks, Ted. Internet shorthand. You know why it was created. It's so kids could talk to themselves online and on their phones so that mom and dad would have no idea what's going on. Do you know LOL? There, right there. Tell me what that means. Of course, laugh out loud. There are certain ones that are just so ubiquitous. Anybody, 92-year-olds that don't even know what a cell phone is, they know what LOL stands for. But we have a list of internet acronyms from sites such as noslang.com and netlingo.com, and from Cool Mom Tech's 99 acronyms and phrases that every parent should know. Here you go. Here are some of them. IWSN. We've come a long way from E-I-E-I-O. Do you know what IWSN means? It means I want sex now. Gonna send that to my wife and see what happens. Anyway, the next one, and this starts to get really lascivious and quite rude. G-N-O-C. Get naked on camera. All right, we're going down this road, folks. N-I-F-O-C. Naked in front of computer. If your kids are to the point where they're even thinking of the need to use any of these, maybe it's time to take not only the phone, but the computer away. The next one, PIR, parent in room. CU46. So CU and the number 46. CU for sex. Nine. What does nine stand for? Parent watching. 99. Parent gone. 1174 with an apostrophe. An infraction from Adam 12. I don't know. It's actually party meeting place. THOT. That hoe over there. Oh, isn't this lovely? CID. Acid, as in the drug. The next one, broken, means hungover from alcohol. 420 means marijuana. I don't understand that. Maybe I'm not hip enough. Maybe I don't live in Colorado. POS. parent over shoulder. Sugar pick. S-U-G-A-R-P-I-C. What does that mean? Suggestive or erotic photo. And again, these come from netlingo.com, noslang.com, and Cool Mom Text 99 acronyms. The next one, K-O-T-L. I wish I could say it's our newest affiliate, but no, it means kiss on the lips. Wow, isn't that one just so tame compared to everything else? It's like 1956 internet shorthand. And the last one, KPC. No, it's not going out for chicken. It's keeping parents clueless. And you will be clueless unless you figure out what these things are. And if your kids are using these codes, they're doing things kids shouldn't do. Stay with us. More to come. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to Daytona Bike Week on American Biker Minute.
Sylvia Birch, Cabot, Arkansas. I love to ride to Daytona, Florida. It's a relaxing, fun thing to do every time I come to Daytona.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. In Daytona.
Blaine, Port Richey. Hanging out here on the corner. Been everywhere. Cabbage Patch and Parley and Iron Horse. Along the beaches, the little restaurants and the bars. So we're having a kick-ass time. Live every day like it's your last, you know? Try and have a good time and keep a good outlook on life. Don't let little stuff get you down. We're going to go to Hall's and get some seafood. Come back down here for the craziness. Make the best of today because we're heading back tomorrow. Back to the real world.
American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Olympic gold medal winning goaltender was a six-time All-Star. Famous for the eagles on his goalie mask, he won two Vezina trophies and helped bring the Stanley Cup to Dallas in 1999. So where is Ed Belfour now? Eddie the Eagle has always had a passion for muscle cars and hot rods. He spends most of his time repairing and customizing classic cars at his customization shop, Carmen Custom. Ed is proud to watch his son Dane between the pipes, currently playing for the University of Nebraska, Omaha. In 2011, Ed finally got the honor he so richly deserved.
Please welcome Ed Belfour, inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Eddie the Eagle, flying high. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.